Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, you. Welcome back to your fourth, fifth, or sixth favorite reality TV recap podcast. My name is Michelle.
I'm Robin. Hello.
That's my husband.
That's my wife.
And together, we present New Present
en
temps. Nous présentons.
Oui.
Blighty Day Fiancé.
What's Blighty in French?
I don't know.
Oh, God. All right, we're slightly crazy today. I've spent most of the day mopping up French bulldog, literally bullshit.
And I've spent most of the day mopping up cake.
Yeah, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Michelle.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone who wished me a happy birthday, but especially to you, my husband. You've made me a little bat graphic that I was deeply touched by and thought was so sweet.
Well, the bat did it himself. Nothing to do with me. I did nothing.
But you're so thoughtful. You are such a good gift giver, such a thoughtful.
Don't say this, they'll all be coming for me.
Loving, just wonderful partner.
Tell them all how awful I am.
This no. is
all right. Well, you are my love, and I love you. And you deserve everything.
Now
I could
it's just getting gross. No one wants to listen to that. Ew.
Oh my God. People just crash their cars vomiting. It's very hard to lean out of the window and stay.
All right,
let's not
trigger everybody's.
Yeah, that's true. I've already done that.
Some people are, you know, sensitive about fluids. Okay.
Right. Well, hello everyone. We'll do some housekeeping when we can be bothered to do some housekeeping, but not right now because we've got a lot to get through. It's very late. We've all got school in the morning.
Yeah,
too.
We have. Yeah.
And we're foolishly trying to cram 2 90-day snacks in our mouth at once. It's one of those. Do you remember the food eating contest that were a big thing?
No, I don't remember something from the 90s. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I don't remember because I was like 8 years old. All right. Enough with that.
Okay. We are doing 90 Day Fiancé original recipe and 90 Day : The Single Life.
That's right.
All in one.
What little bits we can remember.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Do you want to do it person by person? We ain't doing beat by beat. The reason, by the way, that we're doubling is because...
Nope. Never complain, never explain. We're not explaining anything anymore. We're not complaining about anything anymore.
Wonderful. All right.
Okay?
Yep.
If you want in on the mysteries of the windmills in our minds... Patreon.com/blightyday.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to start with everyone's favorite couple, Nikki and Igor.
Oh, everyone. Everyone's favorite couple.
Everyone's favorite couple. And I'm starting...
But are they a couple? Are they a thruple yet? In his head. I think he's already picked out the third.
I think he could have chosen a better time to bring up his hopes and dreams and aspirations.
I think it is the best time. I think the time where he is in don't give a fuck city at this point, isn't he?
I guess.
He can ask for anything. At this point, the fact that she hasn't gone home, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he just said, you know, and yeah, sure, I was sleeping with some people and she freaked out, but she didn't actually leave.
I don't want to.
And she's been complaining all the time anyway.
I don't want to bum you all out. But I don't really think this is real. I think this is about as real as Alfie's fear that Ed Gein, long departed serial killer, delivered my birthday cake today and got his germs on it.
No kidding, people. Is it unethical to post footage from a Ring doorbell?
So mean.
On a Patreon? I mean, because I'm considering it. I couldn't tell if the guy was wearing like a prosthetic ball cap with a few strands of hair glued over the top.
It was jarring. It was.
It looked like he was wearing a mask.
It did.
But on the top of his head, not on his face.
No, his face also looked like a mask. That's what was so disarming about all of it.
It really is. And he came slightly too far into the house.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm not... from the mouths of babes, okay?
Look.
I'm retelling a story that Alfie... I mean, was I there? Did I experience it? Did I experience it? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm using Alfie's words.
Right.
And descriptions.
It was... quite a thing. Hit us up personally if you'd like to see the
stop it. The no, cam footage no, we are not doing that. That is so mean.
He's a lovely man, I'm sure, but well, you know.
Didn't stop me eating cake. I didn't notice if Alfie had his or not.
Oh, Alfie had his cake.
Okay.
Alfie would eat cake with poison.
Yeah, he would.
He would. Yeah.
He would watch you put rat poison in the cake and still eat it.
Still eat it, yeah.
For those who are curious, I had a rainbow cake. Mm-hmm. I stress rainbow, not funfetti, because they don't really do that over here in this country. 1,000 people are going to text me pictures of their funfetti English cake.
Yeah.
A rainbow cake, buttercream frosting, which I'm not normally a fan of, but this was actually quite good. Yeah. It might not even be buttercream because I think it's possibly vegan. I don't know. They're not paying us to endorse it, so I won't say where we got it from. Anyway, look, Nikki has been there, done that. She has been every one of the...
I've had him here. I've had him there.
Is that Sling...
50 Men's.
Is that...
She's the new 50 Men's.
Oh, right. Oh, baby girl Lisa.
Yeah.
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 Nikki was a sex worker, and I think that if this relationship was real, which for the record, I don't think it is,
no.
I would say that Nikki is very stuck in her shame about those things or not wanting to... It feels like there's a lot of projecting happening here. And that's the nicest thing that I can say.
I don't know how to do this couple because they are comedy, but also tragedy. And I just don't know how those things intersect. I can talk about them seriously. I'm happy to do that. But also because it's not real and because it's so absurd.
This, sometimes I think Igor...
I think he's an arsehole. I think he's not. I think now I understand the Nazi costume.
You think that someone who lip syncs to Tom Jones's sex bomb while wearing a Nazi uniform is an asshole? Well, yeah. Knock me over with a feather.
The only excuse for doing that is if you are actually Tom Jones and the Nazis have occupied Wales and he's pretending to be a collaborator while secretly working for the resistance.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say it because the libel laws here are extremely strong. What I was going to say before you unceremoniously cut me off is that Igor is like, do you remember the translator that Ji-hoon and Devin had?
The all-time greatest 90-day character. Yeah.
So Igor is the human, like that translator wished to be human and became Igor.
But this is why we always liked Igor. He just says the most gorgeous things.
I know.
Right. His turn of phrase is incredible.
I know. But it's also, but the things that he says in his own language are repulsive and awful.
Really awful. And I mean, genuinely awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's still, I like the idea of him being that particular translator. Reanimated, turned into a real boy.
Right.
Should we talk about...
Yeah. I don't even want to get to the conversation with Igor. Sorry, Ivan, he's Igor. But if you're saying, I love her, my body doesn't love her, then just break up with her, mate.
Okay? Yeah.
Just break up with her. Because here's the thing. You are much, 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 much more handsome than Christian. Right? He really is a good-looking boy, our Igor. Right?
Yeah.
And I think we've given him some credit for being quite good-looking. And I'm starting to feel a bit grubby about
it. I know. I feel really gross about it.
So see ya!
See ya.
See ya.
That bird can stay, though. I liked that bird.
That bird continues to be, like, I think all her hopes and dreams inhabit that bird. It's like, it's the good her, I think. We're seeing the Skeksis side of her.
Yeah. And
is it, is it one Skeksis or plural Skeksis? Is it a Skeksi or a Skeksis?
Let us know.
Dark Crystal fans.
Dark Crystal family.
I feel like it's a Skeksis.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
So I guess it's Skeksises.
Or Skeksi.
Maybe Skeksi, Skeksi. Maybe Skeksi, maybe they're Greek. Skeksi. Come at us.
Yeah, let us know.
Who's next?
Ashley and Manuel. So I thought this was really sweet that Ashley got Manuel's best friend, whose name I want to say is Jonathan, but might not be Jonathan. That's just...
I think it was.
I've got Jonathan on the brain.
Yeah.
This was a really thoughtful thing to do. If there wasn't...
It seemed to be that way.
If there wasn't an ulterior motive.
Which there was.
Which there was.
Yeah. Essentially, Jonathan, we'll call him Jonathan, even if his name isn't Jonathan, was the nanny cam.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Really? Like, you have a chat with him and then come back and tell me absolutely everything he said so I can carry on complaining about the same shit I've been carrying on about.
You know what, though? You say that, but he won't go to therapy, so what do you want her to do?
Oh, I suppose. Well, here's the thing, though. If he did... Sorry, I'm just doing a little tweaking. If he did go to therapy, you wouldn't then have a drink with his therapist and ask what he talked about. So, let the man have a moment of confidentiality, please.
Okay, fine. I don't see how this relationship doesn't end badly.
But hey, no. They're banging it out 18 times a day. How could it possibly end?
Because at some point, he's going to get a job. And at some point, there's not going to be time to bang it out 7 times a day.
Oh, shit.
And also to act like that is the elixir, the magic elixir that you're bringing to the table that no one else has and no one else can do.
I know.
It's not something you can bank a whole relationship on. Believe me, I've tried.
You finally came around this week to what I've thought about her right at the start. And she did grow on me. She did. I kind of grew to quite like Ashley, but she has totally reverted back to the self-absorbed person who was, I think, making a video call while driving. That is who she's become again.
I think you're being a little bit harsh. I appreciate Ashley because I think she is a deeply flawed but wholly present, sloppy human. And I mean that as the highest compliment. This is somebody who is putting her authentic self.
I agree.
Warts and all, as it were. And she's a beautiful woman. I don't mean it in that way. And I think she's got a beautiful heart.
Yeah. But she's not Chantel. Right?
Yeah, this exactly. Is not, yeah. This isn't a carefully manicured
No, I totally
presentation.
Agree.
And I really appreciate it.
Really refreshing. Yeah.
I do. So, but here's what I don't like and what I have no patience for at all, okay? It's not a gift that you're giving to him. This money that he is sending to his family is not something that his family should be grateful for. This is the agreement that the two of you have
or
made.
Or lucky to get. Remember, when he was in Ecuador, he was working. He was probably sending back more than that, right?
Yeah.
You have taken him away from that, right? He is unable to work. It is part of the package. If you don't like that package, go and find another package.
I do think, and I was thinking about this when we were, and we'll talk about this a little bit when we talk about the single life, but when Teal and Veronica were talking about how Tim can date a 20-year-old who lives at home. It'd be worrying if he was dating a 20-year-old. I think that's a little young. But the point is, Tim can date someone who is younger and unemployed and living at home, but Veronica can't because Veronica dates men, and men should be the provider, and blah, blah, blah. Mm. And I think that nobody would care at all if the genders were reversed here.
No, but the man wouldn't be complaining about sending the money back, probably, because he would understand.
Really? The man wouldn't be complaining about sending money back? Every man who has ever been on this show has complained about sending money.
Back to families.
Except for maybe Caesar.
I don't know, Guy. I don't think that's true. Because the men we're talking about in these cases accept almost the sugar baby kind of relationship, right? They understand that the money is part of it, right? So you have people like Gino who don't really complain. But then let's look at Asuelu, right?
Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, but I'm sticking on this. I'm not being all Tim about this, but like the men understand the deal. They do, right? Now, if the money then gets sort of, you know, spent on kind of other things or whatever, and, you know, there's our favorite Russian lass with the marijuana growing, I always forget her name.
Anfisa. How dare you?
Right. Okay. That was slightly different, right? Because that wasn't like feeding her family back home. But if it was feeding her family back home, generally speaking, and I'm not defending them because they're all pretty gross for their own reasons, that is broadly understood. Even the likes of Mike, who I've referred to so many times recently.
I know, you're his biggest fan.
He's always running across that street in my head. You know, they're doing they might throw it up in the future. I bought that fridge, I did that. Do you know what I mean? But that arrangement is broadly
Mike wasn't about. Like that at all.
What, begrudging or generous?
No, Mike never held it over Natalie that he was paying for things.
Oh, I didn't mean that, Mike.
And he probably is continuing to support her financially, really.
No, I meant little Mike.
Oh, you mean Te Amo, Mike.
Yeah, Te Amo.
Oh, God.
Te
Amo. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not defending these men at all. That is not my angle. But understand that when you're in a relationship where finances are involved, you don't get to renegotiate that later. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think you can renegotiate it later, but the nature of the relationship is, well, we've taken the point, we've belabored it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That attitude is disgusting. Don't have that attitude. Have a better attitude.
What about his attitude, which is, I would rather get all the fighting out of the way now so we can have a happy marriage later. Do you think that's how it works?
Look, these two could not...
But they're not resolving anything, are they? So, yeah.
These two are from completely different worlds. And for somebody who... I don't know if she makes all of her money doing tarot readings. As an erstwhile tarot reader myself, who occasionally dabbles, hit me up if you want a reading. I'm very happy to do that for you all. Listeners out there, she sure is bad at the empathy part.
Yeah.
Because the one thing you have to be able to do is sort of understand where your client is coming from and what they're hoping to achieve, right? And that isn't just tarot card reading or intuitive counseling or whatever you want to call it. Like, that goes across all service industries, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I cannot for the life of me understand how someone who is so intelligent and intuitive and well-traveled and interesting can't wrap her head around how disparate their lives are and mm-hmm. their understanding of money.
Yeah, but this is where he's a bit of an idiot too. The idea that he thinks they can fight this out because it's not resolvable.
But he's not from... I don't think he's coming from a relationship history of partnerships.
No, it's true. What he might be referring to is, if I can hit the nail in, then I won't have... The nail will be in by the time I'm married. So if I can crush her, I'll crush her now.
Yeah.
So it won't happen later.
Yeah.
I don't think he actually means let's get our fights out and find common ground.
No.
He means I need to win before we get married.
Yeah.
Which he will never do, so they will never get married. Or shouldn't.
I think they'll get married, and I think they'll be together for an uncomfortably long amount of time while she ignores the problems that grow.
Yikes. Well,
bigger
look.
And bigger.
Lots to get through. Who's next?
Lots to get through. Another favorite couple, Sophie Wan and Nob.
Finally.
Finally, she has arrived.
I really like Sophie's mom.
Yeah, I do too.
I really like Sophie's mom.
I want her to be on the show.
I know. She can keep her shit together too. That's the thing. I like her because she'll just call it out. You know,
But
because she's so straightforward, you can actually get on her good side if you're straightforward too. But Nob thinks that being straightforward with her is swearing and being rude and aggressive.
No, he's not interested in endearing himself to her at all.
No.
Because he is a humorless, joyless, entitled, self-absorbed, permanent victim.
I also... How at the bottom do you really feel that Nob is?
I don't think he's broken a sweat a day in his life.
That's kind of the thing. He's never given me the impression of being... It's very challenging.
Let's talk about Claire, Sophie's mom. So I love her. She's a breath of fresh air, and she's emblematic of what I love most about British people.
Yeah.
And this transcends class and whatever your background is. The British sense of humor and way of relating to each other. And, you know, pardon me for Brit-splaining to everyone, but I think I've earned it by this point. This is how we relate to each other. We relate to each other by being self-deprecating, right? Which she is. She's saying, I've never been married. No one's asked.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you take the piss out of people. You know, you make fun of them. You have...
Yeah, we bust balls.
Exactly.
Right? But we bust our own balls too.
But it's a joyful exchange. And there's no like... meanness or cruelty behind it at all.
No. What Nobbs' reaction is that of someone at a roast. If they stand up and start crying and saying, you're being really mean to me, this is completely out of order, in the middle of a roast, right?
You could never roast him. He's unroastable.
He's unroastable. He's pre-roasted.
He is so...
He's ready to eat.
He's so fragile.
I know. But I guess he's sick of hearing the same stuff again and again, which I can appreciate. It's like this, you know, fucking bat cave. I love that it's a bat cave. This man cave is, you know, wasn't going to suddenly turn into a penthouse apartment overnight, right? It's been that way for a while. I get that he's saying we're still criticizing this, but I guess there's no plan in place for anything else. You know, there's no ambition. There's still no job.
Right. Because he's above having to work for a living.
I haven't had time. I've had to see you. Well, you're not seeing her now. She's with you. So what
But even if she's with him, I guarantee you he thinks he's above working customer service, retail, service industry.
Yeah,
I guarantee you.
Well, he's on this show to get a career, isn't he?
Yeah, a career in quotation marks.
Yeah.
But this actually
make some money for a minute. You'd be surprised who does. It's depressing.
I'm just saying he makes Jabri look like a prince.
I know.
In every sense of the word. He makes Jabri look like the height of humor, charm, charisma.
I know.
We had it good back then. We didn't know how good we had it.
We didn't know how good we had it. I didn't think people could get this miserable.
But Claire lends authenticity to this story that it didn't have before.
Won't make any difference. Sophie One has made up her mind. But it was quite good when they sort of stormed out at the end. I mean, I will say, if anyone swears at your mother when they don't really know your mother... That's it, right? Isn't it? That's it. Even if your mother's being mean, that's it.
Yeah. Never. I cannot imagine anybody talking like that. Can you imagine somebody speaking like that to my mother?
That was so cute.
Oh, did he do a big stretch?
He did a big stretch.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't. They wouldn't live to tell the tale.
No, that non-attached bathroom would be the absolute least of his worries.
Well,
if that were my mother.
I hope it's got a strong lock on the door. Does it have a door?
My mother would not even have to lift a finger. She would make Rob throw himself down the toilet so far it would be like the girl from The Ring, the ghost from The Ring. He would be so far into the sewage system, deep down into the earth.
It would be like the Trainspotting Ring hybrid that Hollywood never asked
for.
Could you imagine that? If the girl from The Ring came up from the toilet with a big bag of skag. That would be good.
That would be really sad.
Yeah. God bless them. We are how many for how many here?
He is too... He's too old for this shit.
Yeah.
Okay? He is too old to be acting like that.
I know.
If he was 22 or even 25...
I know.
I would be like, okay, fine, he's young. But this is...
I know.
Again, look, I had a starter marriage with a loser with no job who sucked the life out of me.
By the way, having no job is not a crime. All right. Sometimes you cannot find work. That is, I'm not coming at him for that. All right. That I get.
But the belief that you're too good to work.
Yeah. Well, sometimes people don't want to work or don't have different ideas from themselves. And I can accept that too. Like, you want to be in a band, you want to be an artist.
You don't accept it from me.
I totally do. I totally do. And that's kind of good. And sadly, once upon a time, we used to have a proper welfare state system in this country that actually enabled artists and stuff, right? You could live on the dole. You were in a band. You know, it's not a lot of money, but it's enough to keep a roof over your head. You know, all of that is admirable, right? Really admirable. But he's doing fuck all. That is different. Fuck all.
And no ambition.
But
because
that's
he's it. Because he's too good to try.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what I mean. He's too good for everyone. Everything that you he is the kind of person where you're grateful when he's not in a shitty mood.
Exactly.
And those are the worst
those are the
kind
worst
of people in the world.
Yeah. Where you're grateful when they demonstrate like the basics of human interaction, right? But he's not funny. He's not charming. He's not kind. He's not rich. He is quite good looking.
So what?
But so what? Next.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sam and Citra.
Sam.
His voice is hard to do, but it's kind of...
Well, you have to remove the bottom fifth of your head to do it. Your chin just has to start just below your teeth.
Oh, that's mean.
No, I there's something I quite like about the boy. I'm just saying he has an odd shaped head, and that's fine.
All right. Now listen, we love talking about buttholes, our own, other people's,
not this damn bulldogs.
I think Sam might have overplayed it slightly. Talking about the spicy food and...
Yeah, we get it, guy. It hurts twice.
We got it.
But hard to relate. Okay, so my mouth does quite like spicy food.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not actually the butthole that's the problem. Like, when I poop out spicy food, yes, you know, there's a Johnny Cash moment.
Okay.
Ring of Fire.
Yeah.
But it's higher up in the guts. It's that pain of, like, the lower intestine digesting that spice. That's what I can't take.
I don't think I've ever had what's what's known colloquially as a ring stinger.
Never?
Not in recent memory,
but
I'm not big on spicy food because of reflux and IBS and all of that stuff. I don't dislike it. I would have sriracha on everything if my constitution were suited to it.
My mouth is very happy with it. I like the taste of spicy food.
For me, it's I get refluxy and IBS-y and all the rest.
Yeah.
But not these two. They love it. It fuels their passion. So she brings over, I guess, like a coconut curry type thing to meet Sam's mom and grandma. Now Sam's already dreading this because he is terrified that his mother is going to say something rude about.
At least he's aware. I'll just say that. There have been people on the show before that aren't aware of the unpleasant bigotry of their family. Many people.
Yeah. Right? Oh. Sure.
Many people. At least this dude is aware.
It was nice of him to get ahead of it. I wonder what Sam's mom, whose name I didn't catch, I'm afraid. I wonder what she would make of Ashley. Because she's like, now I don't want to.
Witchcraft.
Yeah. friendly reminder, Muslims, friendly reminder, friend, Sam's mom,
same God,
all the Abrahamic religions,
same God. Yeah.
Okay.
Same God.
So you don't have to worry about that. What do you think they cut out? Because there is absolutely no way that this woman didn't make an absolute holy show of herself.
I don't know. You know, I think she might be the scariest kind of bigot. You know, the ones who say just enough to let you know that they're massively racist and unpleasant, but not so much you can get them for it. I think she was tiptoeing that line, and it was scary.
I think you're probably right. She reminded me a lot of, I dated a guy whose mother, well, whole family were sort of evangelical Christians. You can imagine how long that relationship lasted. It did not last very long at all. And they were the type that, now, I'm not a Harry Potter fan. I know next to nothing about it. It's not something that I brag about. It's, you know, it's not for me.
The only Hermione in our world is David Bowie's letters to Hermione.
Sure.
Okay. It's a great song.
So,
were they anti-Potterites?
Witchcraft.
Yeah, they took a very hard line on sorcery, yoga.
Whoa.
Yep, yoga is a form of witchcraft, apparently.
So they were kind of the Bird Y types.
They were the Bird Y types. They took a very hard line. Everything is the devil. Ooh. Everything, like Magic the Gathering, the card game, was...
The devil.
The devil. Yeah. The devil's in... vegetarianism. It's like, it's very, it was super.
That's just deviled eggs. That's different.
But you know, when people grow up in that, and it's normal for them, they don't talk about it when you date them. And then you meet the, I don't know.
It's weird on a show like this to encounter it quite so strongly, but I still think she had the creepy smarts not to say anything that would get her in trouble, you understand. However, there is also an arrogance about the woman, a sort of comfort, like she knows this isn't going to last. And the saddest thing about it is it's not going to last because she thinks her son's going back to prison. She thinks he's going to be in and out of prison all his life. She's
bleak.
But I could see that on her face. She's like, I don't have anything really to worry about here because she's got no faith in her son.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah. Well, you know, her son's sleeping in his car. So.
Well.
This is, I'm going to just come right out and say it. This is a shitty mother.
Speaking of sons, I should put that second load of washing on.
Well, who have we got left?
I think that that is everything. I just want to check the episode. Oh, no, Gino, no, no. Forgive me. Oh, I've left out Gino and Jasmine and Clayton and Annalie. I'm so sorry. Okay.
Can we finish on Gino and Jasmine? Because honestly, every other relationship on the show, now that, you know, Piggy and Nick have gone.
Yeah.
They are all miserable, right?
Yeah. Oof. Look, I kind of, I don't relate to it, but I understand that Annalie doesn't necessarily want to let her father know that she's engaged to someone who she's obviously not sure about.
Well, that's what it is.
I think
she's over. She's testing him. He's failing every single test. And she's like, thank fucking God I didn't paint myself into that corner. Right?
Yeah, but I wish she would be... I don't approve of him publicly shaming her, pressuring her into sex, cooking a disgusting-looking steak with no seasoning. I don't approve...
Well, I was going to say the final straw was that steak.
The bacon in the microwave was hard to... I mean, I don't eat bacon, but, like, that was fucking foul, too.
The breakfast sandwich, whatever was in it...
mayonnaise on it, and the mayonnaise stayed on his face. That would be endgame for me forever. Fucking forget it.
Fucking jizz of the devil, that stuff. Vile. Stop eating mayonnaise.
I've broken up with people over far more trivial shit than that.
Yeah.
I'll give an example. I've brought this up before, but I think it's a good story.
Okay.
I went on a date and met this very charming man who was like an astrophysicist or something. He had gone to Cambridge, very handsome, very charming, had a bit of, you know, an expensive watch and nice shoes, I'll put it that way. Took me to the most gorgeous Italian restaurant in Notting Hill, right? So I ordered, I don't know, eggplant parmesan or something. Guess, you tell him what he ordered. Have I not told you this story?
I think you have. I don't remember.
He ordered a salad.
Oh, no, you have. Yeah.
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 A salad with grilled chicken on it.
Well, you know, people eat salads.
Robin.
It's not date food, is it?
He's taking me to an Italian restaurant
No.
that is known for, this is one of those like bone marrow sauce kind of places.
But the salad was on the menu. It wasn't off menu. Was it off menu?
It was off menu.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No.
No. No.
And this is someone
but
for...
But did he get it stuck in his beard?
He didn't have a beard. Maybe that was my first mistake.
Right. There you go. Even the bug agrees. She's got a beautiful beard.
Oh, are you cold? She's so mad at me right now.
I know. So, yeah, he's super gross. That sandwich was super gross. All of the mayo is super gross. Him talking to his friend, who I've decided to call Smelly Alley because no one's going to understand it at all. But he looks like the English football player, Dele Alley. But in a slightly stinky looking t-shirt.
He
always looks a bit unwashed, the mate, doesn't he? What's his name?
Cameron. Cameron like with a K.
His t-shirts look like they've been picked up from a pile on the floor. You know what I mean?
It did make me laugh when Annalie called his girlfriend. Did she called him Camarón and called his girlfriend Camarona?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You feel sorry for the guy because he's a nerd, right?
Nope.
No, but this was the point with Clayton, right?
No.
Nope. We were supposed to feel that, but he's not a nerd. He's a smaller cult. That's what he is. But even cult has some charm to him.
Yeah, Colt. I guess Colt never had to beg for sex because he was always with someone for whom that I think that was his main kind of deal breaker.
Listen, if you're with someone and they're not having sex with you, there's usually a pretty good reason. And that reason isn't that they're a frigid bitch. Okay, gents?
Yeah.
Okay, gents? There's usually a reason. Right. Gino and Jasmine, heavens.
I'm going to come right out and lead with this, if you don't mind, because this upset several members of our community, our little neurodivergent community, including myself. And watching it and hearing it for the first time really hurt. We don't like to be reminded that our parents or caregivers or the other people that we love or kids even wish that we were something else or something different. And I think that that's a feeling that applies to a lot of things.
Even, and I think it's important to make the qualification, when you say wish that we were different, even for our own sake.
Especially for our own sake.
Yeah. Because the analog is, and people have made this comparison, like, I wish my child wasn't gay.
No, I don't think that that's the analog. I think those are very different things.
Okay.
And if other people disagree with me, that's absolutely fine. I don't think those two things are analogous. I really don't. And I don't think it's helpful to compare them or equate them because they are very different things. I wouldn't want my mother to say those things about me, especially on television. But my mother is allowed to talk about her experience as a parent in whatever terms she wants, I guess.
Okay.
I still think that the way that it came out was, you know, Gino sort of said, like, well, we still love him. It's like, well, the horse is lame, so we're not, but we have affection for it, so we're not going to shoot it. You know, like, we're not going to keep him tethered to a tree in the backyard. He can live inside the house, you know, like that's, and I'm not being flippant there. Like, that's what it feels like to hear that.
You see, I heard it very differently, but my opinion is significantly less important, I think. What I heard was Gino saying, human is human. Person is person, and I'm not having any of this, you know. But I can totally understand someone hearing that different. And again, I'm in no place to have an opinion about that.
But when you say human is human, that's calling into, that's asking a question.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. It's like,
but he didn't start that question. That's my point. He didn't bring it to the table. So it being brought to the table to him like that, he's saying no, you know, in a way he's pushing back on that, which I think should be a blow. Like, Gino, of all people, you didn't expect to be a kind of emotionally articulate. I think he played that as well as could be expected. But I absolutely, like I say, it's not my place to really have a strong opinion about this, other than that I found the whole thing extremely sad.
Yeah, and I think that is evidence of how low the bar is for talking about these things. You know, it's not easy to, and any child who, and I have many people in my life whose children have long-term health conditions, right?
Yeah.
People I'm very close to. Every parent wants the smoothest road possible for their child and would it would be silly to pretend otherwise. It would be disingenuous to pretend otherwise. I just think the way that this scene, maybe it was the editing, maybe it was the way that they cut around the conversation, the words that they focused on, the language. I don't know. I want to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. But she's not spoken about this before. I don't think.
No, I don't think she has.
And I would have liked a consultant maybe to have been sitting in on that edit in that case. You know, I don't know. Maybe she did say very different things. It didn't play great. It didn't play great.
The point is that the language that we use around disability, whether it's neurodivergence or anything else, is really fucking important and really matters. And that's one reason why I constantly bring it up. It's not the only reason, but it's a pretty important reason.
Well, you're trying to at least normalize the conversation.
Yeah.
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 Which there is still a little bit of, oh, let's not talk about that. Right? It's a little bit, you know, don't ask, don't tell.
I will talk about that. I will talk about my pre-pooped thongs. I will talk about my IBS. I will talk about my body, hair, whatever else, you know?
Yeah. Well, look, we still love Jasmine. And I think that broadly speaking, she's on the side of the angels. But it's a shame, right? This shows.
And I don't co-sign that statement, but that's fine. You and I can see things differently.
Okay. I just think it's a shame that, like, the show has tried in recent seasons to be more diverse and to cover things and be a bit more sensitive. And, yeah, they screwed the pooch on this.
The biggest mistake, I think, was not filming this with their with the Matt Sharp patented autism cam. You know,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It wasn't sort of spinning around and the audio wasn't slowed down.
We should have seen the conversation from the kids' point of view.
It didn't look like something out of Lost Highway, like it is when they, do Cleo's POV or something.
Yeah, you're right.
That was the big mistake.
You're right.
On to the single life.
Yeah.
Ty Ray ironing. Ironing, that sounds really weird.
Do Americans, because Americans do say iron, don't they? Or they say iron wrong. As in the thing you use for your clothes.
Yeah, I haven't thought about it until it came out of my mouth and sounded very weird.
But the
weird
R is pronounced, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's almost like it's backwards. Like it's ironing.
Yeah.
Rather than ironing.
Well, it's ironing.
Ironing. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's ironing his sweats.
He's getting the creases out of his clothes.
And it reminded me of how, like, when I met you, I didn't understand why you did that. And now I do that. Now I iron all of my clothes.
You didn't understand why I did that?
I didn't. I had never met someone who ironed jeans. I thought that was kind of weird.
All right. To be completely right. I don't like iron creases jeans like an 80-year-old
That's like
old
a very man. Jerry Seinfeld type move.
My jeans are... I like the creases to come from them being worn, not from like the dryer or how they've been drying, right? I'm selective.
This was so painful to watch.
No.
I don't like this story, and I'm not afraid to admit it. It feels prurient. It feels like
I know.
We're being manipulated into infantilizing him.
Totally.
And
but he does talk like a 12-year-old boy. So, you know, he infantilizes himself. And what's really worrying me about this one is I think we saw a clip like a week or two ago where more than one woman said, oh, he's like a teddy bear. And I think the second one, if I'm wrong about this, I'm so sorry. I think the second one was the waitress.
No, I don't think that's true.
No? Are you sure?
I don't know.
I think we're going to have the date with the waitress, and it is all giving me Big Ed vibes.
It was kind of strange when she brought him the crayons and the paper menu.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little bit worrying. I can see why why that's upsetting for you.
Yeah.
Chantel is not understanding the assignment. I don't think she understands what show she's on.
No.
I don't think... apparently, these are her real friends and people that she actually knows. I think if they are people who know her and care about her, they shouldn't be doing this. This trip, if I were to get... Now, I didn't have a... My divorce was, like, super dark, so I didn't have a divorce party or anything like that.
No.
Same. But if I had, I wouldn't have spent, I wouldn't have gone on a trip like this with my friends and had meeting my soulmate on the agenda.
I'm really confused. First, this is Crete, and I thought it was a place like Mykonos, so this has confused the shit out of me.
Yeah,
right?
Same.
I think they're island hopping. I don't think they're on the same place.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two, I'm really confused. She's looking for love, but she's on vacation.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want a foreign relationship. It can't be the same as last time. So what the fuck are you doing? Are you there to get laid? Are you there to find another 90-day fiancé?
I don't think she's ready for any of that. And I think she's trying to do it all and way too soon and without adequate preparation. Like, this is the kind of... If you go on a trip like this and you are... You're not, like, interviewing your twin flame. You know what I mean? You're not,
Why are they talking about love? It's creepy.
In fairness, I think she is the only one talking about love.
I'm not really
getting that from everybody else.
No.
But it's all this, like, who knows?
I know. You've got a return ticket.
She talks like a contestant on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
It's all these awful cliches of who knows what's going to happen on this fantastic adventure that I love.
I know.
Learning about it's so awkward and so weird and uncomfortable.
She can't do the auto cue thing, and it is so staid and so practiced and so rehearsed and so inauthentic, which would be fine if she were any kind of actor, but she isn't.
No, she is not.
Look, we said this last time. I really want to see the real her. I don't dislike her. I think she has something about her, but this isn't it. Oh my god, this is such a mistake.
Yeah, this is bad casting.
This is those bad.
But she's got a massive following, but I haven't watched the family Chantal. It's not.
Yeah.
Xenophobic, narrow-minded people really grate on me, which is why I can't stand watching Happily Ever After. Yeah, I just can't. So,
but this is, and I think I might have said this before about something, this is one of those holiday specials from a sitcom where they take them to another country. Actually, you know what this is? This is Sex and the City 2.
Say more about that. Because I don't believe for a second that you watched that film.
No, I didn't. I just read the reviews about how it was one of the most unpleasant things ever made, enormously xenophobic and fairly repulsive. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
No. I love Sex and the City. I have nothing against it, but everything I read about that movie. Who have we got left?
So we've got Teal'c.
Mm.
And... Veronica and Natalie.
Okay.
So, Teal'c by some crazy coincidence, and you didn't see how fishbowly my eyes just, my buggy eyeballs just got then, but I did it effect.
They're getting bigger, though.
His eyes are getting bigger.
Yeah. I mean, we're not being mean on Tim. Like, people look how they look, and I wouldn't come at him for that, but they're bigger than they used to be. I don't get it.
They are. I think because the rest of his face has gotten thinner. Possibly? I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
He's turning into a gray.
By some bizarre coincidence, some magic, he manages to pull the hottest chick in the North Carolingian suburbs.
But he pre-pulled her.
But it was a joy watching him go to the corner of the room where all the sentient bags of cockroaches were. Look, I'm sure there were some very nice men there, but a lot of them looked like Kim Plath's boyfriend.
They did.
So.
Yeah, they must have been livid.
And it was like she.
Hang on. You pre-pulled her? Why am I even here?
But it was like. She looked like Botticelli's Venus emerging from this clamshell, right?
Yeah.
Like, but the clamshell is a bunch of old men. Like, you don't even see her for a second. Then all of a sudden, it's like this ray of light. It was incredible.
Yeah. But Botticelli's Venus doesn't end up going on a date with Tim. That is the difference.
Yeah, because he would be like, I'm not interested in her. She's fat.
She's not Latina.
She's old. I don't know.
I thought he was quite good, though. His lines, he's quite a good, I think he's quite a good chatter-upper. You think? It was just nice to see a man talking to a woman on one of these shows. In a way that wasn't really uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's good at that. He shows interest, but in a kind of cool, detached way.
Yeah, I've always.
But he was still asking. I know, but he has had some horrifically bad takes lately.
He has
that I can't easily forgive.
Yeah.
So you know.
But again, you don't know if he's been paid by producers. But yes, he has backed the wrong horse multiple times.
He's just had some terrible takes.
Yeah.
And including the take that he has on Veronica dating Jamal, which like
I think Jamal probably is a bit of a dick.
I'm sure he is a fuckboy. If you had a mother like that, if your mother was that crazed, and I mean fangirl, swim fan, 90s teen thriller style, obsessed.
Potential.
Wouldn't your attachment style be like, I prefer no attachments?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he avoids relationships at all costs, I think. And I think he'll avoid this one for as long as he can.
Yeah. He will crack his way through this relationship quicker than that egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh. And Natalie.
I'm surprised you took my call, Josh, after the way I spoke to you.
I don't think she was surprised. This is difficult for me because I don't want to pick on somebody who's going through quite a hard time, you know, by the looks of things. His girlfriend number one has just started college.
He's still getting to know her roommate.
Yeah.
So
it's really awkward when he goes in.
Yeah.
And
Debbie's not here today.
Debbie.
Yeah.
What is girlfriend. This? The 1970s.
Yeah.
No one's named Debbie.
All right. What are 20-year-old girls called now?
Sophie.
They're all called Sophie.
There's Sophie 1 and Sophie 2.
Yeah. Sophie's not here tonight. It's okay. I can just sit on her bed and wait. Hey, what? You know how it's going.
Yeah, then it's like, except it's not that. It's that in your head, but what it is really, it's like, oh, I didn't know Sophie's dad was visiting this weekend. And he's like, hey.
That's not cool, girl.
That's not cool.
I still got it in me. Maybe it could be in you. That's the kind of
vibe,
right?
Yeah. Oh, Robin, you're disgusting sometimes.
I'm channeling.
I have seen...
Do you think people are getting repulsed by the sniffing? I don't know why we sniff whenever we talk about Josh.
I know. It's mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we're not mean.
We're not mean.
Like, we're not...
I like Josh. I've said this before. There's something about him I quite like, but he is full of shit.
I'm protective of him because I can see that he was once an awkward bar mitzvah boy.
Yeah, I know.
With braces.
Yeah.
And I know that his grandmother hates his tattoos and is horrified by them. Mm-hmm. And I think that he has had to do a fair amount of masking and code switching in his life. And I also think that his business is fake and he's terrified of being audited. And I think that he has lights and shadows. He is like,
we're going to have to, when do you think Josh last had a credit check?
Oh, boy. Ew, brother.
Having said that, that car.
Nothing has been, not one thing.
Yeah.
No house.
No
vehicle. No boat. No nothing has been in his name.
No.
Ever.
Where's he getting it all?
It's all, he.
Is it all on credit? But then he must... credit.
All right. So here's my...
Or you think he knows people that will let him use things?
No. This is all alleged, okay? And it's alleged by me. This is my theory, y'all.
You can't say allegedly and then say allegedly by
this is I'm alleging it, okay? But this is my theory about Josh's business.
Okay.
I think Josh
operates
a business where he... says open casting call for models, right? And, you know, spends a good amount of... I know that he just pooped.
Oh, no, don't wipe it on things. Ladies and gentlemen, you rejoin us after I had to mop up a load of French bulldog poo.
Well, I've been sitting in their fart cloud for the past 3 hours, so...
Apologies. If today's pod has been seems disruptive, there's a lot of mopping today. Josh's business model.
Yes, Josh's business model. Okay, so he advertised, not on Facebook, but I don't know, somewhere, open casting call for models and actresses, right? And then
you need some pictures.
Yep.
So have to take some pictures, $500, so you can have a portfolio.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the business model. You can't leave unless you pay the $500.
Well, you can leave, but you're going to end up being a waitress for the rest of your life, Janet.
Yeah.
A young girl's called Janet?
No. Apologies if you are under 50. Five, and you are a Janet or a Debbie. I just don't know where this is coming from. Anyway, that's his business model.
Yep.
He also uses cash to buy credit cards, but everything is in the name of the business.
Hang on, he uses cash to buy credit cards?
Yeah, you buy prepaid credit cards with cash. It's a way of laundering money. Don't ask me how I know this. I do not do this.
And nor does Josh.
No.
It's alleged.
These are wild allegations.
From you.
From me that I'm just saying, when it was suggested that he be the guarantor the look on his face, even...
And I love the way he presents it as, well, you know, it's too soon for us to be getting things together. It's like, nah, nah.
I know that look.
That was a different look.
And I have seen that look in your beautiful brown eyes.
What?
When...
I have excellent credits.
When... I just mean the fear of having to pay for something full price and being on the hook financially.
Being on the hook, yeah.
Yeah.
I think in his case, though, I think it's fear of him having to say where he's lived for the last 2 years.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I'm not sure that Josh is passing the guarantor test himself.
Nope. That's I don't think so either.
And I don't think he wants Natalie to know that.
And I
don't think he wants production to know that. And I don't think he wants the viewers to know that. Yeah.
Oh, mate.
And I definitely think he doesn't want his hot ex-wife to know that.
I don't think she was that hot, but what
well,
do I
Natalie
know?
Natalie did.
Natalie just saw her.
Do you remember that on the boat?
Giant fake.
Yeah.
Titties.
Yeah. Good. Well, good luck.
I'm really enjoying the single life, yeah. Except I don't like the episodes that don't have Miss Debbie in them.
I know. Well, we'll get more Miss Debbie, and we are still waiting for Spackles.
Spackles.
Spackles. I'll never get it. Have we left anyone out? Don't you snore and smile at me. I've just been mopping up your diarrhea, pal.
Mm. He's not feeling well.
I know.
He needs to have rice and chicken.
I know. Well, are we all done? Have we singled? Have we lifed?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to end it.
Okay.
I've got them in stereo. I've got both dogs on my lap. There's no room for me, and I couldn't be happier.
I didn't hear no snoring there when he held that out.
Really?
Yeah, do it again. Well, that's puggy grumbles. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.